all our brothers and sisters are proactive.
一早就看到有人在停车场指挥交通。
And very early in the morning, we saw someone was directing traffic already.
很多人来这里帮忙抬椅子。
And so many show up to help move the chairs and tables.
很多弟兄姊妹也很合作的，尽量往前坐。
And all of us are cooperating and sit nicely.
我想我们换一个地方，神的爱永远还是跟我们同在啊。
And even though we changed the place, but then the Lord's love is still with us.
刚才唱的诗歌说神的爱处处与我们同在。
And the hymn we sang that talked about that the love of the Lord is with us everywhere.
所以我们早晨今天要交通一个非常重要的题目。
And therefore this morning we want to talk about a very important subject for us.
我们讲到爱神。
We talk about loving God.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人会爱神的。
And there's no one who will love God on his own.
神看不见。
And because God is invisible.
所以在一个旧造的人叫他去爱一个看不见的。
So to ask the old natural man to love the unseen.
那是一个非常困难的一件事情。
It's a very difficult task.
我相信我们没有一个人会否认说我们不愿意爱神。
And I believe no one will admit that he is not willing to love the Lord.
但是我们是不是真实的活在那个爱的里面？
But are we truly living in the reality of love?
而这个爱能够一直不断的增长。
And to let this love continuously grow.
弟兄姊妹，这真是一个大的挑战啊。
And truly it's a great challenge for us.
在一开始的时候我跟你们分享一个见证。
And right off the beginning, I would like to tell a story.
从前在巴基斯坦有一个姊妹叫希卡。
And there's a Pakistani woman called Shiak.
她生长在一个巴基斯坦的贵族的家里面。
And she is born in a noble family.
700年来她的家都是皇家贵族。
And that was for 700 to 800 years they were the noble family.
在她信主之前她是一个非常虔诚保守的回教徒。
And she was a very conservative Muslim before she was converted to the Lord.
她的先生是巴基斯坦的内政部部长。
And her husband was the minister of interior.In Pakistan.
他的弟兄姊妹，这一个人在他的心中，他一直得不到真实的满足。
But then she never could find satisfaction.
虽然他常常读《可兰经》
，Although she read the Quran often.
虽然他到清真寺里面去敬拜他们所谓的阿拉
，Although she went to the mosque to worship their Allah.
但是他心里面一直得不到真实的满足，他觉得神跟他好遥远。
But she could not find satisfaction, and she felt that God was remote.
有一天他就跟他的基督徒司机讲说你可不可以帮我去弄一本圣经来、
And one day she asked the Christian chauffeur that she has to find, if you can bring me a Bible.
那司机吓得要死因为那个时候你如果随便传福音回教徒就可以把你打死的。
And the Christian chauffeur was so scared because according to the law they were not allowed to preach the gospel.
但是因为他女主人要所以他就想办法帮他弄了一本。
But because the mistress wanted it, so he get one for her.
弟兄姊妹，很奇妙的，当他得到了这一本圣经的时候
，Marvelously, when she received the Bible in hand,
她随便一打开来就读到罗马书第九章
，and she just casually opened to Romans chapter 9.
那你讲到那本来不是我子民的，我要称他们为我的子民。
And it says that those who are not my people, and now I will call them my people.
那些本来不蒙爱的，要成为蒙爱的。
And those who are not beloved and now will be beloved.
弟兄姊妹，他第一次发现到说神跟人中间居然有爱的关系。
And suddenly it dawned on her that God's supposed to have a loving relationship with his people.
这是他从前没有过的观念。
And which was a concept that she never had before.
所以他心里面非常羡慕。
And so she really much longed for it.
所以他因为是一个虔诚的回教徒，所以他仍然每天读《可兰经》。
And because she was a rather devout Muslim and a person, so that's why she still read her Quran daily.
但是她就忍不住的跟圣经在那里比较。
But then she could not help but compare the reading to the Bible.
有一天她的孙子生病了，就送到医院里面去住院。
And one day her grandchild was sick and was sent to the hospital.
那是一个天主教的医院。
And the child was sent to a Catholic hospital.
她就看见那个天主教的修女。他们跟神那个中间亲密的关系让他心里面羡慕死。
And then she saw the intimate relationship of the nuns who worked in hospital with God.
所以有一天他就跟那个修女讲。
And so she admired that and she talked to one of those.
他说我的心里面迫切的在找这个神。
And she said, oh, my heart really much wants to seek out this God.
修女就跟他传福音。
Then that nun talked preach the gospel to her.
然后西卡尼斯就跟他讲，他说我好羡慕你跟神之间那个个人的关系。
And then the lady says, I really much admire how intimate you are with your God.
修女告诉他说，这是我们每一个人都可以有的关系。
And the nun says, this is some relationship we all can have.
他说你可以跟他讲话。 就跟你的爸爸讲话一样。
And you can speak to him and just like you're speaking to your own father.
弟兄姊妹，当修女讲完这句话的时候，
And after the nun said that,
那个西卡尼斯见证说，神的爱像电一样打到他的身上。
And then the lady says that as if the love of the Lord was striking her like a lightning.
我可以跟神像父亲一样讲话吗？
And she asked in her heart that even me can speak to God like talking to my own father.
弟兄姊妹，当他的孙子出院的时候，
Then as the child, sick child was sent home from the hospital.
他回到家，他马上就跪到床前，他想要祷告。
And then she went to her bedside and kneeled down to pray.
他几次嘴巴想开口叫神为父亲，他不敢开口。
And a few times she had the urge to tell, to call God as her father, but then she dared not.
她觉得她把一位这么伟大的神拉到跟她人一样同样的这个 level 上，她觉得这是不敬虔的事情。And
she felt it was rather unholy to call God as her own father.
她就一直不敢开口。So
she dared not to call her, call the Lord God.
结果她突然想到，她亲爱的父亲。
And then suddenly she remembered her own father.
因为她的父亲是个贵族，在巴基斯坦坐的位置非常的高。
And because her father also has high rank in the Pakistan.
她的父亲，她想到她的父亲虽然这么忙碌，但是从来不忽略他们的需要。
And she remembered how her, although her father was so busy, but then he never ignored their need.
当他每一次碰到困难的时候，他的父亲总是安静地坐下来听他倾诉。
So whenever, doesn't matter how busy the father was, whenever they have a need, then the father will sit down in quietness to listen to them.
当他在这里回想地上父亲的爱的时候，
And when she remembered the love of the earthly father,
突然一下子他开口对神说，我亲爱的父亲。
Then suddenly she opened her mouth to the father in heaven and said, my dear father.
底下是他的见证。
And then she gave the testimony.
她说突然整个房间不再是空空荡荡的。
And she said, suddenly the entire room is no longer empty.
她说神就在那里。
And she felt that the Lord was there.
她说 He is there, 她神就在那里。
And she said, the Lord is just there.
她不仅仅感觉到神这么真实地跟她同在。
Not only she felt the presence of the Lord was real to her.
她突然觉得她像一个孩子一样靠在她父亲的怀中。
And she also realized she was like a child drawing near to the bosom of the Father.
她好像趴在爸爸的膝盖上面，在那里一直哭。
And as she is leaning to the knee of the Father and just know how to weep there.
她整个里面被神的爱充满了。
And because she was filled by the love of the Lord.
她发现自己居然一直在跟这位 神在讲起话来了。
And then she discovered that she is actually talking with this God.
她也为着没有那么早认识这位伟大的神，她在向神认罪。
And she confessed her sins because she did not know this God before.
而这个时候她突然想起一件事。
And then she realized something else.
她把她床边的这两本《可兰经》跟《圣经》拿在手上。
And she lifted up the Quran in one hand and Bible in the other.
她说亲爱的爸爸，
And she asked, oh dear father,
请你告诉我哪一个是真的。
And tell me please which one is real.
哪一个是你的书呢？
And which one is true, which one is your own book.
她在见证里面讲说，她说她马上就听见神直接给她的回答。
And in her own testimony she said that I immediately heard my father's answer.
她说是哪一本书让你认识到我是你的父亲呢？
And the father said, which will cause you to know that I am your father?
从那一天开始，她就不怕她一切的逼迫和危险，她成为了一个神的儿女，她成为一个基督徒。
From that day on, she would not shun any difficulty or danger. She would declare herself a child of God.
弟兄姊妹，神对她来说不再是一个遥远的神。
And because God is no longer far and remote from her.
神对她来说不再是一个高高在上可畏的神而已。
And God is not a fearsome and a fearsome God far above.
一下子神是成为一个这么爱的一个神跟他的关系。
The God who loves her and is so dear to her.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这一阵子一连串的信息要让弟兄姊妹提醒一件事情。
And in these days, and the series of our messages wants to remind our brothers and sisters,
神跟我们不是这么遥远的弟兄姊妹。
That our God is never far from us.
啊，真是一个爱的神。
And because He is truly the God of love.
他爱我们每一个人。
And He loves each one of us.
他爱到一个地步，他要跟我们每一个人建立起个人的关系。
And to a point that He wants to establish a personal relationship with each of us.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
虽然我们在地上有许多许多的关系
although there are many relationships we have on earth,
但是圣经上告诉我们没有一个关系比这个关系更高贵
but God, in the Bible it tells us that there is no relationship higher than this one
没有一个关系比这个关系更重要的
and there is not one relationship more important than this relationship with God
虽然我们都很有兴趣多去听怎么样子让夫妻更相爱、啊、
and though we are interested in to find out the secrets of more loveBetween a couple.
我们喜欢去听那亲子关系的讲座。
And we want to know about how to raise up the children.
弟兄姊妹那都非常的重要。
And they are all important to us.
但是圣经上告诉我们一个最重要的关系。
But then the Bible tells us the most important relationship.
路加福音十四章二十六节告诉我们。
And Luke chapter 14 verse 26 tells.
人若爱我，不是人若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、兄弟、妻子、儿女和自己的性命。就不配做我的门徒。
That if men do not love me more than his father, mother, wife, children, and brothers and sisters, then they are not worthy to be my disciples.
弟兄姊妹，神从来没叫我们不孝顺父母。
And the Lord never called to disrespect our parents.
啊，不孝顺父母在旧约里面要用石头打死的。
And if we dishonor our father and mother, and then the Bible says we will be stoned to death in the Old Testament.
神甚至叫我们要爱妻子，像基督爱教会，为教会舍己一样。
And the words of God even remind us to love our wife even as Christ loved his church.
但是弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里这么清楚的把所有的关系里面最重要的关系摆在我们的面前。
But Jesus is telling us clearly the most important relationship above all.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要跟神有一个个人的关系。
And that is, we must have this personal relationship with God.
是一个亲密爱的关系。
And it's a very close relationship in love.
我记得有一次，这个孩子还小的时候，我们一起在吃饭。
I remember the time when my children are young and we were having dinner together.
那是我的大儿子 David, 大概才三四岁。
And at the time, David, my oldest son, was about 3 or 4.
他吃到一半，他突然看着我，他跟我讲。
And suddenly he stopped at dinner and talked to me.
他说：“你不是我爸爸。
”And he said, "You're not my father."
我差点喷饭了，我说什么
？And I almost threw up, and I say, "Why?"
他说：“神才是我真正的爸爸。
”And he said, "God is my true father."
我想我们主日学老师教的很好哈，但是我就稍微平衡了他一下。
And I believe that the Sunday school teacher taught us well, but then I think he needs to be balanced.
我需要为我证身份了，万一他出去跟人家说他不是我真正的爸爸，那我糟糕了。
I need to establish my ground, and because if he goes out and tell people I'm not his true father, then
我说我还是你爸爸。
And I said I'm still your father.
但是神是我们每一个人的爸爸。
But then God is the father of everyone.
他是最伟大、最伟大的爸爸。
And he's the greatest, greatest father.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们还是有肉身的关系。
But we still have a relationship in the flesh.
但是在神的里面，神跟我们的关系永远是第一位。
But then in God, His relationship with us is the most important one.
当我们跟神在一个对的关系和爱的关系里面的时候
，And if our relationship with Him is right and in love,
哦，弟兄姊妹，你会发现你整个人不仅仅是成为一个最快乐、最喜乐的人。
Then you discover you are the most happy and most blessed person.
我们所有其他的关系都因着这个关系对了而被。恢复正常。
And all the relationship will be set right if we have this first relationship set right.
而在这一切关系里面最高的这个关系，讲到神跟人的关系中。
And among all relationships, this relationship, the highest one between God and man.
那我们跟神之间的关系也有好多角色，好多的角度。
And even our relationship with God, there must be, we must understand different angles and different positions.
讲到他是君王，我们是他的仆人。
And there are times that he is the king and we are his servants.
讲到他是主，我们是他的这个仆人。
And other times he is the Lord and we are his servants.
啊，讲到他是我们的兄弟，讲到他是我们的大祭司，有各种的角度来讲到我们跟神的关系。
There are times that he is our brother and then he is our high priest and there are many such relationships mentioned in the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这一切的关系里面，爱是一个最重要的成分。
But then the greatest factor in all these relationships the Bible set up for us is love.
我们跟神的关系，这个爱的关系，大过了任何其他的关系。
And this relationship in love is greater than all other relationships.
是的，我们会敬畏他。
Yes, we fear him.
是的，我们愿意听他的话。
And we're willing to listen to him.
是的，我们愿意花一点时间来侍奉他。
And we like to spend time to serve him.
我们愿意来传扬他。
And we want to preach him and proclaim him.
但是弟兄姊妹，所有的关系中最可贵的一件事情，是我们跟他之间爱的关系。
But among all relationships, the most important one is the relationship of love.
所以保罗说，我要把最大的恩赐和最妙的道告诉你们，就是爱。
And therefore, Paul says the greatest gift and the greatest blessing is love.
保罗讲到，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，其中最大的是爱。
And Paul talked about that there is love, hope, and faith, and
只有爱是永不止息。
And only love is everlasting, and love is never unceasing.
有一次有一个老师在上课的时候。
And one time there was a teacher teaching a class.
他为了要举一个例子啊。
And he wants to give an example.
他那天带了一个棒球棒来他的课堂上。
So he bring a baseball bat into the class.
假装他拿棒球棒拿给了木兰，问他说：“我这个棒球棒给你，你可以打我。”
And he hand a baseball bat to a person and said, "You can use this to hit me."
然后就问他说：“你会不会打我？”
And then he asked, "And you will you hit me?"
他说不会。
And the person answered, "No."
他说为什么不会呢？
And he asked why.
他说因为不可以打人。
And the person says, "Because we cannot hit other people."
他就拿给第二个人，假装是 David 啊，我棒球棒给你，你可以打我。
And then he hand the baseball bat to the other person and said, "You can use this to hit me."
他说你打不打？
And he asked, "Will you hit me?"
他说不打。
And the next person said, "No, I won't."
那你为什么不打我呢？
He asked again, "Well, why not?"
我不敢打。
And he said, "I dare not."
他没有胆量。
And he has not the courage.
我拿给威廉。
And then he handed it to the next person.
你打不打我呀？
Use this to hit me.
看他好像要打的样子。
It looks like he wants to hit me.
他也说不打。
And he also answered no.
我问他是为什么不打呢？
He asked him, "Why not?"
我想你其中有诈。
And he said, "Perhaps you are tricking me right now."
我怕你会报仇。
And I think you may revenge on me.
那最后呢，就拿个 Caroline。
And then hand it to the next one.
你打不打？
Will you hit me?
他已经摇头了啊，他就不打。
And she said no.
问他为什么不打呢？
Why not?
他说因为我怕你痛。
Because I'm afraid that it will hurt you.
老师就问他说，假如你真有这根棒子，你会交给他们四个人哪一个人？
And then the teacher asked the class, "And if you truly have this baseball bat and you want to put it on the person, then who will you give that bat to?"
那会交给木软的，是说因为不可以打人的，请举手好不好？
The first one answer is that one must not hit other people.
没有人啊，一个，二两个啊。
Two people.
那这是律法主义的。
And that
活在律法底下，
and that
不可以打人。
According to the law, it says, "Thou shalt not hit."
交给 David 的不敢打的，因为他没有那个胆量的，举手。那万一有一天他吃了爆胆了，他就会打你了。And
if one day he mustered up enough courage, then he will hit you.
那交给威廉的呢？
How about the third one?
他有一天发现说，哎，你也许没有什么诡诈呢，他可能打你了，对不对？
And then find out one day he found out that actually you mean business, then he will hit you.
那个老师说，如果是我的话，我一定交给第四个人。
And the teacher say, "If it's up to me, I will give it to the fourth one."
虽然四个人都说不敢打我，
Those, none of the four hit me.
只有一个的不敢是从爱里面出来的。
But once, one does not hit me because it's coming from his her love.
因为他怕我痛。
And because she fears for my that she will hurt me.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟神有各式各样的关系。
And we have all kinds of relationships.
我们可能很怕神。
And perhaps we view God.
因为我们怕被管教。
And because we are afraid to be disciplined.
因为我错了，神就要管教我。
And if we are wrong, then the Lord's discipline will come to us.
我可能遵照神的命令，是因为我这个人现在的这个胆量还不够。
And some other times I obey the Lord, perhaps I dare not to do something else.
或者世界给我的试探跟诱惑还不够大。
Or the temptation that I experience is not that great yet.
但是弟兄姊妹，神希望跟我们之间最真的关系都是从爱里面来的。
But then God wants to establish the true relationship that is from love.
然后我们知道他何等的爱我们。
So that we may know how much he loves us.
这个爱让我们愿意起来爱他。
And with this love, we also want to rise up to love him.
刚才我们讲的那个西卡女士, 她原来对她的阿拉就是敬畏。
And the Pakistanian lady that we talked about, that she used to fear her God, Allah.
她一切的敬虔的生活都是因为她敬畏这个高高在上的那一位。
And all her life of reverence is because she feared that God far above.
而当那一天她被神的爱充满了以后,
But until the time she was filled by the love of God.
她跟神之间有一个这么好的爱的关系。
And then she has this close relationship of love with God.
弟兄姊妹,她的生活比从前更敬虔了。
And she become more in reverence.
因为她在爱的里面,她知道父爱她,她不愿意伤父的心。
And because in love, she knows that she was loved by the Father and she dared not to hurt the Father's heart.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,神为什么说圣经上最大的诫命?
And that's why why Jesus says the greatest commandment of the Bible is.
我们有没有人不知道圣经上讲最大的诫命是什么？
And what is the greatest commandment of all?
都懂，对不对？
And many of us know. 你不知道？
我们都知道最大的诫命是什么？
And we all know it actually.
还是弟兄姊妹，我们犯了最大的诫命，我们知不知道？
But the more important question is, do we know that we have offended this greatest commandment?
有一次陶雷弟兄,Tory弟兄他跟一个年轻的一个孩子谈。
And one day Brother Tory spoke to a young child.
那个年轻的孩子从小是在一个敬虔的家里面出来的。
And that young child came from a reverent household.
但是他并没有跟神建立起一个直接的关系。
But he himself did not establish the right relationship with the Lord.
但是他非常的自义。
But then he has this self-righteousness.
所以当我们的弟兄问他的时候,
So when our brother asked him,
问他说你重生了没有?
Asked him if he was born again.
你跟神的关系对不对?
And if he had the right relationship with God.
这个年轻的孩子非常的生气啊。
And that young child was very angry.
他说我从小我的父母亲都是传道人,都是牧师。
And he answered that my parents, they were all ministers.
他从小就教我, 一切要过敬虔的生活。
And I learned to live a life in reverence to God.
他读经,他做所有的事情。
And he read the Bible, he did all things in church.
Tory弟兄问他,
And Brother Tory continued to ask him,
你知不知道你犯了一个人能够犯的最大的罪,知不知道?
And he asked, Don't you know the greatest offense a man can commit?
他心里面更生气了。
And he was even more angry.
他说,我不偷,不抢,不撒谎的,你今天为什么这样子说我?
And he said, I steal, I don't rob, and I don't kill. Why do you talk to me like this?
好嘞,弟兄问他,
and Brother Tory said,
圣经上讲到最大的诫命是什么?
And what is the greatest commandment of the Bible?
要尽心,尽心,尽意,尽力爱主你的神。
Thou shalt love your God with all your heart, soul, and strength and mind.
如果这是圣经上最大的诫命,
and if this is the greatest commandment in the Bible,
那么人类能够犯的最大的罪是什么?
And what is the greatest sin man can commit?
就是不爱神。
And that is not loving God.
还不是我们偷窃、撒谎、做坏事情。
It's not to talk about one is stealing or doing other bad things.
这是表面上的东西。
And they are all the some symptoms of things.
Bottom line 是我们里面对这位神, 我们有没有真正的来爱他。
And the core issue is if we truly love the Lord God.
今天如果我们到学校去, 假装说学校Miller或是Limburg, 最大的诫命就是最大的 学校校规是不准带枪到学校去。
And if the greatest offense the rule of the school you go to is not to bring a weapon.
到处都贴着条子, 谁带枪带drug到学校, 他要被开除。
And if anybody brings any weapon into the school, it will be expelled.
那有一天上课的时候,
And one day as the class began,
老师在这边考学生们, 你们知不知道学校最大的这个校规是什么?
And the teacher will ask them, Do you know what is the greatest rule in this school?
那小孩子们枪摇来摇去,不可以带枪。
And every child pull up a weapon and wave it in the air and say, Thou shalt not have a weapon in school.
弟兄姊妹知道是一件事情。
And to know it, what is one thing?
当我看到这个小小的故事的时候,我自己里面都受到很大的震撼。
And as I read that story, and I was shocked inside.
一个人这一生中能够犯的最大的罪, 不爱神。
And the greatest sins a man can commit is to not loving God.
因为神给我们最大的诫命,
and because the greatest commandment from God is
尽心,尽心,尽意,尽力,爱主,你的神。
That is, thou shalt love your God with all your heart and soul and strength and all your mind.
弟兄姊妹，那我们知道了这个诫命以后，
and if we know this commandment,
在我们里面常常产生一个很大的压力或者是痛苦，
and if it causes us to have great pressure and burdens inside,
我怎么可能爱他？
Then how can we to love God?
不是我不想爱他。
And it's not to say that we want to love God.
这个爱我爱没有力量。
And that love is love without power.
多少次我在神的面前立了志，但是我又失败。
And so many times I vow to love God more, but then I fail.
多少次我说主，我再也不要得罪你，可是我还是得罪你。
And so many times I will not to offend the Lord, but then I kept on sinning against Him.
弟兄姊妹 ，A.B. Simpson 弟兄告诉我们。
The brother A.B. Simpson had told us.
他说，爱的源头在于忍。
And he says the will to love is of man.
爱的源头和能力在于神。
But then the origin and power is of God.
先不讲我们能不能爱神。
And we should not look about if we first to look about if we are to love God.
今天先讲我们里面愿不愿意来爱他。
The first thing to ask is, are we willing to love God?
我们能够爱神是因为神先爱我们。
And we love God because God has loved us first.
如果神不爱我们，
and if God does not love us,
如果我们没有被神儿子的爱所激励的话，
and if we are not to be constrained by the love of God,
如果不是因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里面，
and if it's not the love pouring down from the Holy Spirit to us,
弟兄姊妹，我们爱主爱的没有办法经得起考验的，
then our love to God cannot be tested.
年长的弟兄告诉我们，我们对神的爱是一个叫做回流的爱。
And the elderly brother told us that, that the love that we have for the Father is the return, love returning.
什么叫做回流呢？是从神而来。
And what is to return? And why we say return? Because that comes from God.
然后到了我们这边被我们接受。
And that is received us in us.
然后我们回到神的面前。
And then we return it to God.
所以我们所以可以爱神。
And therefore, if we can love God,
是因为先有神的爱临到了我们。
And that is because God has loved us first and poured down His love to us.
当我在这里默想的时候，我想起一个简单的比方。
And when I was meditating upon this, and I have this example.
刚才我们唱的诗歌讲到神的爱像汪洋大海。
And the hymn we sang earlier talked about why the love of the Lord why as the ocean.
当我们与主更亲的时候，说的我们向着海而去。
And if we are closer to the Lord, then it's to describe for us that we are drawing near to this ocean.
弟兄姊妹，当你到了海边，你下到海滩里面，走到水里面去的时候。
And if you are walking towards the water and into the water.
你会发现海浪迎你而来，对不对？
And then you will see the wave of the sea is starting to billow over you.
你被它冲几次？
And how many times it will come on you?
一般是两次，对不对？
And usually twice.
海浪冲到你的身上，
and the wave is moving to you.
它到了岸面以后，它又回流回来了。
And once it reaches to its max, and then it will return back to onto.
它又经过你，它再回到大海里。
It will pass through you and return to the ocean.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天如果到了海岸边，我们只有下去一公尺的话。
And if we only go down 1 meter at the seashore.
这个回流的爱在我们身上的经历就是这么少。
And that is the depth of capacity that you will experience the wave.
因为我们经历的爱就只有这么少。
And because there is that limited wave that you receive.
当我们真有一个心愿，愿意与主更亲的时候。
But if we truly have a desire to draw near to the Lord.
你面向神那个汪洋大海的爱的应许往下走的时候。
And if you really have the desire and longing to draw deeper into the ocean,
你走了五公尺，
and you go 5 meters deep.
弟兄姊妹，那个海浪临到我们的肚量是我们从前岸边不能比的。
And the capacity of the wave on you is much different from the experience you had before.
而从我们里面再回流到神面前的爱也自然就增加了。
And then our love towards the Lord, the returning love, is also increased.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个爱的心愿在于我们。
And so therefore, the desire to love the Lord is from us.
我们愿意向着神汪洋大海而去。
And are we willing to draw closer and go deeper into the ocean of love?
当我们真去的时候。
And if we truly go out,
神就要把更多的爱浇灌给我们。
And then God will increase our love for Him.
那个爱要成为我们的能力。
And that love shall be our power.
我们所信的神是三而一的神。
And the God we believe in is a triune God.
圣经上讲到这三而一的神都把他的爱要浇灌给我们。
And the Bible talks about how the Trinity decided to pour down his love for us.
约翰一书第三章第一节告诉我们。
And 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 tells us.
啊，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
That behold what manner of love the Father has given us.
我们得称为他的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
And that we may become his children, and we are truly we are his children.
当我们还做罪人的时候，神就叫他的儿子为我们死了。
And while we are sinners, God caused his son to die for us.
神的爱在这里就向我们显明了。
And the love of God is revealed to us here.
而约翰一书第四章第十节告诉我们，不是我们爱神。
And 1 John 4:10 tells us that it's not that we love him.
是神爱我们。
But that God loved us.
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
And he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins, and this is love.
讲的经文是他很多讲到父爱我们。
And the passages like that is everywhere in the Bible. Talks about the love of the Father to us.
讲到主耶稣的爱呢更多了，对不对？
And then more so, the Bible tells us the love of Jesus to us.
哥林多后书第五章也讲到基督的爱激励我们。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 5 talks about the love of Christ constrain us.
有一个翻译叫做 compare, 它就是强迫我们，冲我们一样。
And another translation talks about Christ's love is compelling us.
它是神的爱像大水一样冲到我们的身上来。
And just like a great flood, the love of the Lord is pouring on us.
比方说我们都看过洪水来的时候。
And have we all seen the flood coming towards us?
不要说人站不住啊，许多的楼都要被吹倒。
Not only to say that man cannot stand, even buildings cannot
stand. 那就叫做大水冲过。
And as the great flood passed by.
所以哥林多后书第五章讲到我们怎么样能够不再为自己活，能够为那位弃我们死而复活的主活，因为基督的爱激励我们。
And therefore, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 talks about how we may not live for ourselves and to live as Christ is because the great love of Christ is compelling us.
而罗马书第五章第五节告诉我们
Romans 5:5 tells us
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里
and that the Holy Spirit is shedding abroad the love of God in our hearts
不仅仅像瀑布一样从高处浇灌在我们的里面也像弟兄刚才翻译的它是在我们里面扩展出来
and the love of God is not like the flood this time but it's like It's like shedding abroad within our hearts.
在我们里面一直扩展，一直扩展。
And this will continue to increase.
整个从我们里面满溢出来。
And until it overflows from us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道怎么传这个信息。
And I don't know how to preach this message.
我这两天常常在那里走来走去，我说主啊，怎么传这个信息
？And these couple days I walk back and forth and ask the Lord, how may I preach this message?
神这么爱我们。
And because God loves us so much.
那我们怎么样子在这个爱的主的面前？
And but how are we to stand before this God?
我们不是只懂了一些爱的道理和爱的诫命。
And we are not to only know some principle or commandment of love.
让我们珍藏到神的爱。
But let us taste this love together.
让那个爱在我们里面产生反应。
And let this love to be responsive within us.
那个爱在我们里面产生回流的力量。
And to cause us to have a returning power from within.
好，弟兄姊妹，那个爱像大水一样冲着我们，让我们不能不爱耶稣。
And this love will compel us like a flood that we cannot help but love Him.
所以，弟兄姊妹，如果你觉得不能爱神，一点不要难过，我们都不会爱神。
But if you ever feel that you cannot love God, do not feel sorry for yourself because none of us can.
旧造的人都是专爱自己，不爱神。
The old creation only know how to love himself and never love God.
只有当神的爱激励我们，当神的爱折服我们的时候。
But when the love of God compels us and constrains us, then we will be break down by love.
我们里面才懂得一点什么叫做爱。
Then we begin to know a little what is this love.
而当我们真愿意说出我愿意爱你的时候。
And when we truly desire to tell the Lord we love you.
那是神的爱在我们里面产生的回流出来。
And then the love of the Lord will return from us to Him.
源头从神而来。
And the source is God.
经过我们。
It passed through us.
向神去。
And it will go towards God.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做纯净的爱。
And that is such a pure love.
当我们今天讲爱神的时候，
And when we talk about to love God today,
我们都需要先承认我们是一个不会爱神的人。
We must first admit to the fact that we don't know how to love God.
但是我们却求神把那个爱神的心愿至少赐给我们。
But we ask the Lord for a desire to love Him.
让我们愿意更多的向着这个爱的本源仰岗而去。
And that we are willing to go and to rest into this haven of love.
那弟兄姊妹，不仅仅讲到爱的能力从神而来。
Not only talk about this power of love comes from God.
而当我们真正要起来把这个爱回流给神的时候。
But if we desire to return our love for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，一切能够讨神喜悦的方法。
And all the methods that can please God.
没有一个比爱更直接更摸着主的。
And there is not one more direct that can touch the Lord.
所以我在这里写说讨神喜悦弄了一个问号。
And therefore, my outline says to please God, I put a question mark behind it.
可能这个是我们每一个人的盼望。
And perhaps that is every one of our hopes.
但是最简单的路，爱是最短途径。
But the shortest route is love.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真的爱一个人的时候。
And if we truly love a person.
我上次已经问过你们了哈，当你爱一个人的时候，最直接的表现是什么？
And I asked you this before, when you love a person, what is the most direct way to express it?
David Ho, 记不记得？没有经验，不要问你哈。至少说爸爸妈妈有啊，记不记得大 David？ 不记得。William， spend time with him。对，当你真正爱一个人的时候，你愿意花时间跟他在一起。
And if you truly love a person, you want to spend time with the person。
就是我前面的几讲一直在讲的。
And that is what I talked about repeatedly before。
当一个人真爱神的时候。
If a person truly loves the Lord,
他一定会渴慕来亲近他。
Then he desires to draw near him.
虽然对他的认识可能很肤浅。
Though his knowledge of God is limited.
虽然经历可能不够。
And his experience is not quite there.
但是他里面会渴慕要来多认识主。
But then he has a desire to know the Lord more.
他渴慕多来亲近主。
And he desires to be closer with the Lord.
在圣经里面有好多爱神的榜样。
And there are many examples in the Bible who love the Lord.
在教会历史里面有太多爱神的榜样。
And there are many examples of love in the history of the church also.
那个劳伦斯弟兄。
And Brother Lawrence.
他整个的生命里面只是集中在一件事情上。
And has his life concentrated on only one thing.
在爱神。
That is to love God.
而他整个爱神的学习上，他集中在一件事情上。
And in all the efforts of love towards God, he focused on one point.
与神同行。
That to walk with God.
弟兄姊妹，他就是这么单纯。
And he is so simple.
他整个活着就是为了爱主。
And his entire being is to love the Lord.
而他整个爱神的操练跟方向就是学习跟神同行。
And how he practiced loving the Lord daily is to walk with the Lord.
所以他告诉我们，如果你不利用今天来爱神，你就浪费了今天。
And therefore he says, if you do not use today to love God, then you have wasted today.
好，这是我们爱一个人或者爱神第一个的表现，就是愿意亲近他。
And that is the first expression of love if we truly love a person, and that is to draw near him.
那第二个表现。
And the second manifestation.
什么？
What is that?
愿意遵他而行，讨他喜悦嘛，对不对？
That you want to do things according to him and to please him.
愿意照着他的愿望去做。
And according to his will, you will do so.
愿意能够照着让他能够快乐的去做。
And you find what pleases him, what delights him, then you will do accordingly.
那下个礼拜我还在寻求到你讲顺服神还是敬畏主，那我会继续讲细节。
And I do not know if I was to talk about obey the Lord or to revere the Lord next week, but I will talk about it in detail.
但是我在今天的纲要上面写的这四个点，我没有空都讲，但是弟兄姊妹可以自己回家看。
And in the outlines for you today, and there are four points about this practice, and I ask you, I cannot have covered them all, so I ask you to go look at them.
还是我们稍微提一两个点就好。
And we will point to one or two.
当我们真正爱神的时候。
And if we truly love the Lord,
我们愿意专心讨他喜悦。
And we want to focus our attention to please him.
那么在消极方面。
And on the passive side,
至少我们不要去伤他的心。
And at least we will not hurt him.
那圣经很明显的给我们的教训。
And the clear teaching of the Bible is
叫我们不要去爱这个世界
that we shall not love this world.
人若爱世界 爱父的心就不在他里面了
And if a man loves the world, then the love of the Father is no longer in him.
大家不要误会神叫我们去做一个出家人离开这个外面的世界
And do not be confused about what God is teaching. He's not asking us to shun the world and to be isolated.
世界讲到我们里面的东西
And the world talks about our inner condition.
在日光之下任何人事物如果取代了主在我们心中那个独一的地位这个就叫做世界
And all things under the sunlight, and if that thing takes the place of God, that is the world for you.
一件事情一个人一件东西对你可能不是世界但是对我可能成了世界
A person, a thing, or a matter, it could be to you nothing, but to me, my whole world.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们的心从真心、全心爱主，转到爱主以外的，这就是我们的世界。
And if there is a time that thing or person has taken us away from the Lord, then that is our world in effect.
有人穿衣服，漂亮的衣服从来不是他的世界。
And some people who will put on nice clothes, and that is not the world then.
但是有的人他的衣服对他来说就叫做世界
But for others, and the clothes are the world to them.
因为他这么在乎他的穿着
And because he's very mindful of what he put on every day.
他如果不穿最流行的衣服他就没有办法上班没有办法聚会没办法见人了
And if he does not put on the fashion of the day, then he thinks he cannot go out to see people.
男大当婚女大当嫁这是正常的事情
And if a person is old enough, male or female, they should get married.
但是那个伴侣进来，而让你从神的路上迁离了，这个东西成为我们的网罗，成为我们的世界。
But if the other half comes into your life and take you astray out of loving God, then that person has become your world.
所以尼托森弟兄，当他年轻的时候，他有一个青梅竹马。
And therefore, Brother Watchman Nee, who had a very close girlfriend since young.
当李弟兄得知的时候跟他写信交通到主那时候李师母还没信主根本不能够接受的
and when Watchman Nee was saved and he write the letter to the girlfriend and the girlfriend could not accept it
后来有一天神对付李托森弟兄
until one day the Lord dealt with Brother Watchman Nee
你爱我比这个更深吗
and do you love me more than this
弟兄姊妹李弟兄跟神讨价还价
And Brother Nee negotiated with the Lord.
你可以派我去边疆当宣教士。
Oh, you can send me to afar to be an evangelist.
主你，我愿意为你受任何的苦，就是不能够叫我离开他。
And I'm willing to suffer everything for you, but please don't ask me to leave her.
弟兄姊妹，披露一乐的摔跤。
And then there's this great wrestling like in Peniel.
一直到最后，我们的弟兄在神的爱面前完全降服下来。
Until the time our brother completely obeyed the Lord.
他写了一封信，停止了这份感情。
Then he wrote a letter, stop that feeling for the girlfriend.
在他的传记里面告诉我们，他就提起了弄面，搅了一些浆糊，出去贴福音单张去了。
And then his biography told us that then he mixed up some paste and then to go paste the gospel tract everywhere outside.
我没有叫在座谈恋爱的你们都这样子做。
And I'm not asking you to forsake your loved ones here.
但是我们都应该知道什么东西夺去了主在我们心中的地位。
But we all clearly know what is taking the place of the Lord in our heart these days.
我们从来不愿意在教会里面告诉你说你不可以这样，不可以那样，不可以那样，除非是明白圣经禁止的事情。
And other than what the Bible clearly stops us from doing, then we never give the rule and say, thou shalt not do this or that.
因为人的标准实在不可靠。
Because the standard of man is always changing.
我很小的时候，我记得我很小很小，甚至还没上小学的时候。
And I remember before I went to grade school.
我们记得在教会里面的时候说喝咖啡、喝茶都是爱世界的。
And I remember the time that the church talked about those who love The world also drink coffee and tea.
那更不要说看戏看电影了。
And never to mention about going to the cinema.
那这弟兄姊妹，我们今天没有要弄这些教条来限制人。
But today we don't have any of these rules.
还是什么东西影响了我们跟神的爱
？But what is taking away our love for God?
这是我们每一个人都需要自己去面对的。
And each one of us must face this issue ourselves.
而圣经上告诉我们，那忍受试探的人是有福的。
And the Bible tells us that those who are tested are blessed.
因为他经过试探以后，
and because after the trial,
神要把生命的冠冕给他，就是为那些爱他之人所预备的。
And the Lord wants to give them the crown of life, and that is prepared for those who love Him.
弟兄姊妹，你我的世界不一样。
Brothers and sisters, your world is different from mine.
会成为你的试探，跟成为我的试探，可能也不一样。
And whatever tempts you is different from the things that is tempting me.
但是雅各书都这么清楚地告诉我们一件事情。
And then the book of James is telling us this clearly.
试探是讲到人的私欲被牵引诱惑。
And the temptation is brought about by the lust of a man.
而目的呢是要叫人生出罪来。
And the purpose is to let sin grow.
所有的试探叫我们犯罪。
And all the temptation is bringing us to sin.
但是圣经上告诉我们，忍受试探的人是有福的啊。
But then the Bible tells us that those who endure the trials are blessed.
我们以为那些殉道的人才能够得到冠冕。
And we thought about, oh, perhaps only those martyrs can receive a crown.
哦，那些很伟大的神的仆人才可以得到冠冕。
And perhaps those great servants of the Lord can receive the crown.
弟兄姊妹，神说，凡是忍受试探的，他要把生命的冠冕给我们。
But then the Lord promised that those who endure the trial will receive a crown of life.
因为主说这些忍受试探的就是那些爱我的人。
And because the Lord says that those who endure the trials are those who love me.
我们为了爱神的缘故，我们忍受试探。
And because we love God, therefore we endure the trials on us.
我这个礼拜看到一个基督徒的见证。
And this week I a Christian.
讲到他有一天接到孩子学校寄来一张通知。
And he received a notice from his school, from his child's school.
因为他的孩子13岁了，学校就寄了一个通知说，准备给他们一些这个性教育。
And because his child is 13 years of age, then there's sex education given from the school.
所以请父母亲先来 preview, 先来看一看这些内容。
And so the notice is to invite the parents to go look at the contents of the sex education.
所以那天他就去了。
And so he went.
他去了以后，他很 surprise， 只来了十二个人。
And on that day, he was rather surprised because only 12 parents showed up.
我跟林慈去参加过 Cupertino 的，来了三四百个人。
And my wife and I went to join the Cupertino district's similar event, and there are more than 300 people.
我想我们中国人还是比较重视孩子啊。
And I think Chinese people care for the children more.
好的，那天只有十二个人来。
But then that brother says only 12 people came.
他就坐在那里看老师发的那些资料。
So he was flipping the pamphlet that is handed to him.
里面很多东西教导他们怎么样子防止孩子怀孕，防止孩子被传染那些性疾病。
And there's this information about how to prevent the pregnancy and how to prevent the sexual disease.
他说他很惊讶地发现。里面居然没有提太多怎么样子教导孩子们持守他们的贞操贞洁。
And there's actually not the education about how to practice abstinence.
所以呢，当老师来的时候就问他说，你们刚才看的资料有没有什么问题？
And so when the teacher came, then they were asked, do you have any question concerning this?
他就问说，为什么你发的教材里面没有太多鼓励或是教导孩子们要持守他们的这个纯洁？
And then he asked about the question, how come you don't teach abstinence?
他一讲完这句话，底下是十几个人都大笑起来。
And right after he said that, then the 12 people, the rest of the people were all laughing.
还有人嘲笑他说他是把头塞在沙子里面，他不认识这个世界。
And some people described him as an ostrich hiding the head in the world, in the sand and do not know this world.
那现在在这个时代还去谈守什么贞洁？
And right now, in this time, how come you still talk about things like that?
最直接的问题是要怎么样防止他们传上疾病，或者防止他们怀孕。
The most direct help for them is to help them not to get pregnant too early and not to have sexual disease.
他说他被大家笑完以后，他就希望老师能够 say something, 能够说一些话。
And he, after all these people laugh, he still wanted the teacher to explain something.
那个老师跟他讲，他说我们只负责告诉你这些事实。但是道德观是父母的责任，我们不管。
And he said, we only tell you the facts, and moral standard is according to what the family will teach, so it's your job.
所以上课上了一段时间以后，他就是跟大家讲说，我们后面有预备 donuts 啊，你们大家到后面喝喝咖啡，吃个 donuts。
And so as the class was dismissed, then they say you can go have some donut at the back.
而且我们在后面呢放了名牌啊，请你们每一个人写上自己的名字贴上去啊，让我们彼此可以认识大家。
during the intermission, that's what they do, and then people are supposed to write a name tag and put it on.
我不晓得这个是弟兄还是姊妹，但 anyway, 他就里面并不想去，因为他心里面蛮沉重的。
So that Christian did not want to go because she was a heavy burden about this.
那个老师过来鼓励他去，那他里面突然今天是你有个感动叫他不要去。
And the teacher came and asked him to go, but then he has a urge prompting of the Holy Spirit not to go.
所以他没有去。
So he just stayed.
等到第二堂来上课的时候。
And then as the session resumed.
那老师开始讲课。
And then the teacher starting to teach.
他说请你们现在做一件事情啊。
And he said, please everyone do this one thing.
请你们每一个人把自己的名牌撕下来。
And please take down your name tag.
每一个人把名牌撕下来，不知道为什么。
So everyone put it down, don't know why.
他说在你们每一个人的名，在你们的名牌后面有一个人，名牌后面有画了一朵小花，请问是谁
？And whoever have a, please look at the back of the name tag. If there is a little flower, and I ask you who that is.
那有一个人举手，他说是我。
And the person raised their hand says me.
那个老师就问他说，你刚才你记不记得跟哪些人握过手
？And the teachers.Asked, do you remember who you shook hands with earlier?
那他就找一找，找一找，就把那几个跟他握过手的找出来。
And then he looked for those, and he pointed to those who shook hands with him before.
然后老师就在问说，那你们这几个人又跟谁握过手
？And then the teacher asked, who did you shook hands before?
啊，他们又找出来，结果所有的人通通都握过手了。
And then after a little commotion, then everybody actually shook hands with everybody else.
老师说握手。假装比方就是那个亲密的性行为的话。
And the teacher says that if we compare that with the sexual act.
刚才后面有花的那个人是有传染病的人。
And the one who has the flower actually have a contagious disease.
他说我必须很诚实的告诉你们，我们在座的每一个人都染上这个病。
And the teacher says then I will tell you the fact that then if that is the case then every one of us have the disease.
这位。主内的肢体他心里面在想说你这个老师用这个方法教的还蛮这个让大家印象深刻的
And then the Christian thought about, huh, this is actually a good illustration.
但是当老师在这里说你看我们全部人都被染上了
But then when the teacher says, look at us, all of us have this disease now.
主突然感动他站起来
And then the Lord suddenly moved him to stand.
他说我没有
And he said, I don't have this.
这就是我说教导孩子们持守贞操的重要性。
And this is what I'm talking about, the importance of the education of abstinence.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们忍受试探，不是只是因为怕我们接受了犯罪的苦果而已。
And today our teaching of to endure in temptation is not to teach us just to avoid the fruit of sin.
整个世界充满了各样的试探。
And there are all sorts of temptation in this world.
不光是孩子们，我们大人一样。
And not only the children, the parents are not immune also.
今天这个世代，多少人结婚以前就在那里发生性行为。
And so many people they have premarital sex.
今天多少人就已经像美国的电视电影讲的，认识一两天就可以上床了。
And just like the movies, we see that many people know each other for a day or two, and then they have sexual acts.
今天世界充满了试探在我们的周围，而这一切的试探是要摧毁我们。
And there are all kinds of temptation in the world, and they all go out to destroy us.
叫我们的私欲被牵引诱惑。
And so that our lust is being tucked away.
叫我们犯罪，而从这个罪就生出死来。
And so that we will sin, and from this sin, then death is born.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅掉到试探里面会带来犯罪的痛苦。
And not only falling into temptation will bring forth sins.
而在积极的里面，神说那些为着爱神而忍受试探的是有福的。
But then, more positively speaking, the Lord says those who endure the temptation and are blessed.
他要把生命的冠冕赐给我们。
For they will receive the crown of life.
这是在消极方面
and,
而在积极方面里面讲到我们怎么样子能够讨神喜悦呢
But more positively it talks about how we may please the Lord
弟兄姊妹爱是最短途径
And love is the shortest route
让我们愿意为着爱的缘故来为神做每一件事情
So for the sake of love let us do all things in it
换一句话说做每一件事情我们都为着爱他而做
In other words, we will do all things to love him. And according to God's purpose, we do.
所以圣经里面讲到说，如果我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他。
And so therefore the Bible tells us that if we obey the Lord's commandment, then that is loving him.
当我们知道主的心意的时候，
And if we know the heart of the Lord,
我们就愿意全心的去满足他。
And then we set ourselves out to satisfy him.
当我们碰到一些不如意的事情，
And if we face something that is not smooth,
我们不是在那里忍受，
And we are not only just to endure,
我们不是用基督徒的教条在那里束缚我们。
And we are not just to have some kind of Christian principle to bind ourselves.
那我们能够为着爱的缘故，我们来做。
But let us do these things now in love.
有一个年轻的姊妹叫 Little Teresa.
And there's this little sister called Little Teresa.
所有人知道她的都知道她是一个极全心爱神的一个小姊妹。
Everybody who knows her knows that she loves the Lord with all her heart.
她从五六岁开始就被神的爱常常充满。
And since her 5 or 6 years of age, she was always filled by the love of the Lord.
她二十多岁就死掉了。
And she died in her 20s.
在她这么短短的年日的里面。
But then in such a short life that she lived.
人碰到她就碰到她那个爱神的那个烈火。
And those who encountered this young sister have met the love of the Lord.
她很小的时候就跟神有一个祷告。
And because she prayed since she was young.
她说主啊，让我成为你手中一个没有价值的小玩具。
And she said to the Lord, please make me a worthless toy in your hand.
像个小皮球一样，你可以随便丢，可以随便踢。
And it's like a small ball that you can toss it about or kick it about.
不用把我做成一个那么贵重的，你连碰都不敢碰。
And don't make me something so precious that no one dare to touch.
她整个的心就是要叫主快乐就是了。
And because she wants to make the Lord happy.
所以当她是孩子的时候，就用玩具来祷告主。
So when she was small, then she prayed to the Lord for what she know, a toy.
当她大的时候，
But when she grow up,
她整个心都是爱。
Then her love is more tremendously filled by love.
她的传记告诉我们，她做任何一件事情，她都为了爱神而做。
And her biography tells us that how she does all things in the love.
她说当她心情沉闷的时候，
And when she was rather depressed.
她为了爱神的缘故，
And because of the love for the Lord.
她脸上带着笑容去跟人讲话。
And she will have a smiling face to talk with others.
她有一句非常有名的话，我想我们很多人都读过。
And there's a famous saying from her, and many people have heard of it, perhaps.
她说当她懒到一个地步，连动都不想动的时候。
When she does not want to move even a finger.
所以她也会懒啊。
And actually, there are times that she doesn't want to move also.
可是她说，如果我为了爱神的缘故，
But because of my love for the Lord.
我从地上捡起一根线来，
and if I can only pick up a thread from the ground,
比我在心情好的时候，
and compare that with my good mood,
我做很多大事在神的眼中更有价值，
and that is more valuable than all the good works that I do in my good mood.
我明明不想做，看见一个线别人丢的，我干嘛去捡它呢？
And if I do not want to move a finger, but then since someone just left that on the ground.
如果我体力好，我精神好，也许我可以捡。但我现在正好最懒的时候。
And but perhaps I can pick it up when I'm up for it and I'm willing to do it. But now I'm actually don't want to move.
当我心情最 down 的时候。
But when I'm rather distraught.
但是我为了爱神的缘故。
But because I love my God.
我愿意去把它捡起来。
And I still want to reach out to pick it up.
比我们好好的时候做大事，在神的眼中更宝贵啊！弟兄姊妹。
And that is more precious than when we are in a good time, in a good mood, and want to do something for the Lord.
就当我们讲到爱神的时候
，So when we talk about loving God，
不是在我们聚会中唱那个爱的诗歌感动的时候，我们说爱神而已。
And it is not the love that when we're in a good meeting and singing songs in love for the Lord，
更摸着主的心，更叫主的心喜悦的爱情。
But what is more pleasing to the Lord, the love that is more acceptable to Him,
是在我们几乎不可能的环境里面，我们还愿意为了爱他，我们来做。
It's a time almost impossible for us, but we're still willing to serve Him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这样子的机会在我们的生活里面多的是啊。
And there are all sorts of opportunity like this for us.
有一个弟兄，他有一天去坐计程车。
And there's a brother who was having a taxi ride one day.
他下车的时候，那个计程车座子吐出一根铁，把他裤子整个刮破了。
And then there is this a wire that is that kind of tear off his pants.
他心里面本来正要生，
他
就是本来正要生气，跟这个司机 argue 的时候。
And he was rather angry and wanted to argue with the driver.
圣灵突然提醒他说：“你不是羡慕爱我更深吗？”
And then the Holy Spirit remind him, "And don't you long to love me deeper?"
他突然为着爱的缘故。
But because of for love's sake.
他跟那个计程车司机讲：“你的位置上有一个铁吐出来的。”
And he talked to the driver, said, and there is this metal that is sticking out here in your car.
你把我的裤子刮破了就算了，但是你要小心，不要刮坏了别人。
And my pen is ruined now, but then let it not be happen again.
哦，那个计程车司机非常的抱歉，一直跟他道歉，然后说不要他的车钱。
And the driver apologized and said, oh, then I cannot take your fare.
他说不用。
And he says, okay, I pay you.
那你早点把它修好，免得伤到别人。
And just fix this, and so no other people will be hurt.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的遭遇在我们生活里面到处都是。
And these kind of opportunity for us is everywhere.
让我们不愉快，让我们 frustrated.
And they will cause us usually not happy or frustrated.
但是对一个真正有心愿意来爱神的人。
But to those who truly have a heart to love the Lord.
每一个环境都是他爱神的机会。
And every occasion is an opportunity to love God.
求神帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
所以有一个伟大的雕刻家，当人家请问他说：“你这一生最得意的雕刻是哪一座？”
And there's someone asked this great sculptor, "What is the most satisfying piece to you?"
他永远回答说 ：“My next one."
And his answer will be always, "My next one."
就是他现在正在做的这一个。
And that is the piece he is working on.
虽然他从前已经做了这么多伟大的。
Although he had done many good pieces before,
但是在他里面永远有一个更强的 desire, 我的这一个要比从前的更好。
But then he always had this desire in him that he wants to make the next one better than the last.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在你过去的30年、40年、70年、80年的日子，哪一天您过得最有价值？
And doesn't matter how long you live, can you remember which day is the most worthwhile day for you in the past?
我们能不能说今天？
Can we always say today?
爱让我们整个生命生活被提升起来。
And love will lift up our life and all our living.
爱能够叫我们的神的心得到最深的满足。
And love will cause the heart of God to be completely satisfied.
当主耶稣对彼得说：“你爱我比这一切更深吗？”
And when the Lord Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
我们求圣灵也常常问在我们的里面。
And we ask the Lord to speak to us in our heart through the Holy Spirit the same question.
当玛利亚愿意把那一瓶真拿达香膏倒在主身上的时候。
And when Mary was willing to pour out the pure nard before the Lord.
那一瓶的香膏不仅仅那一天充满了全屋子。
And the fragrance of the pure nard not only filled the room that day.
那一瓶香膏满足了主的心。
And that.Fragrance also satisfied the heart of God.
主特别交代门徒，你们将来往普天下去的时候，都要述说这个女子在我身上所做的美事。
And the special command from the Lord was that wherever you go to preach the gospel, you have to mention the story of this woman.
不是那一瓶香膏有什么价值。
It's not to say that that pure nard has worth a lot of money.
虽然它是很贵的香膏。
Yes, it is very costly.
但是一瓶香膏最多香个几个月它也会消失了。
But then it doesn't matter how good it smells, the fragrance won't last in a few months.
为什么这个香膏能够香得2000年到今天还香呢？
And how come that pure nard is still emitting fragrance till today?
为什么这个香膏能够摸着那个造天地的神呢？
And how come this fragrance can touch that God who created heaven and earth?
为什么这件事神一再地交代我们，你们往普天下去都要述说这个女子所做的事情。
And how come it is so important enough for the Lord to say wherever you go preach the gospel you tell the story?
因为她不管别人怎样批评论断她。
And because that woman doesn't matter how other people criticize her.
她不管别人怎样的判断她说你这么浪费。
And it doesn't matter how other people esteem her as a wasteful person.
她觉得对主从来没有浪费。
She felt that towards the Lord there is nothing too excessive.
她愿意在爱的里面把最好的来给神。
Because she wants to give the Lord her best in love.
弟兄姊妹，我们的哪一天最有价值？
And which day for our, in our life is most worthwhile?
劳伦斯告诉我们，如果我们不用今天来爱神，
Brother Lawrence says, if we do not love the Lord today,
我们浪费了今天，
then we have wasted away today.
这一天在神的眼中毫无价值。
Then today become worthless.
even 我们拿到了诺贝尔奖，在神的眼中一样没有价值。
And even if we have obtained the Nobel Prize, then in the eyes of God, it is counted as nothing.
但是我们能够在爱的里面为着他做每一件事的时候，
But if we do all things for the sake of love.
我们在他的为了爱他而说话，也改变我们说话的态度。
And because of our love for him, we even change the tone of our speaking to others.
我们为了爱他的缘故，忍受一切十字架的苦难。
And because we love him, we endure the sufferings of the cross.
这都是真马大香膏。
And all these is the pure nard.
造主的心得满足。
And they will satisfy our Lord's hearts.
我们诗歌225首。
And hymn 225.
告诉我们，我若曾爱你，应该是现在。
Reminds us that if we are to love him, and it should be now.
我想我们都很熟这首诗歌。
And I believe we are all familiar with it.
我们也常常唱。
And we sing it often.
我们也常常感动。
And we are also touched by it.
好不好？当我们在唱的时候。
And please, when we sing it again.
我们真正的在主的面前有一个祷告。
And that may we all have this prayer.
让神跟我们之间的关系不再是这么遥远。
And that the relationship we have with the Lord is a closer one.
跟那个西卡女士一样，从前神对她是一个高高在上的神。
And just like to that, the Pakistani lady that although God was far away from her before.
从那一天遇见神以后。
But from that day after she met the Lord.
她的房子不再空荡。
And her house is no longer empty.
她知道神就在这里。
Because she knows that God is there daily.
她的人生不再孤单了。
And her life is no longer in void.
她知道主就陪着她走。
And because she always knows that God is with her.
她的生活不再没有价值了。
And her life is no longer worthless.
她可以为了爱神的缘故，让每一天都有价值。
And because she loved the Lord, then every day has become meaningful.
我们若爱神。
If we love God,
应当是现在。
It should be now.
我们唱一三两节。
We sing stanzas 1 and 3.
我耶稣，我爱你，直到你死亡，所有愚昧快乐，我为你买的。定十字架，救赎已稳妥。
And purchase my pardon on Calvary's tree.
我爱你，因为你肯为我受害。
I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow.
我若曾爱你，主应当是现在。
If ever I love thee, my Jesus is now.
第三节，
我这我心爱你，是我也爱你，我何要难为你，只要真一
一些祷告。虽然今天并不是一个什么特别的日子，可是当我们肯到祭坛面前，
But if we are willing to come before the altar,
我们再次甘心地把自己放在祭坛上。
And if we are willing to lay down ourselves upon this altar,
主，我在这里没有什么高言大志。
Lord, before you, I cannot have be high-minded or saying high-sounding bites.
我就是一个简单简单的心愿。
But I have this simple desire.
主，我愿意与你更亲，我愿意爱你更深。
Lord, I want to be near you and love you deeper.
把我们剩下的日子奉献在爱他的这个伟大的事上。
And for the remaining time we have, we want to give it all to this God who loves us.
没有一个人可以替我们做这个祷告。
There is no one who can pray for us in our place.
我们愿意更多享受他的爱吗？
And if we want to enjoy more of his love,
我们愿意更觉得他那么亲近吗？
And if we want to feel his presence even nearer,
让我们把自己放在祭坛上。
Let us come and put ourselves upon the altar.
让圣灵再把神的爱浇灌下来。
And may the Holy Spirit shed abroad in our hearts the love of God once again.
让我们爱他成为自自然然的事情。
And so that to love God is something natural to us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
你若有感动，可以简短的带我们有祷告。
And if anyone is moved, please lead us into prayer. Jesus, you have spoke to us today. Lord, we know that it is not hard for us to love you. But it is impossible if we don't first be loved by you.
Amen.
But Lord Jesus, you have done the impossible thing for us.
Amen.
God has become man and was crucified upon the cross.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you pour down your love in every one of us today.
Amen.
Lord, we just pray that for this willingness to come closer to you.
Amen.
So that we can experience deeper of your love. And that we may have more love returning to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we are reminded to live every day in this love. Lord Jesus, we are weak but you are strong. When we come making ourselves available to you, Lord Jesus, you can do mighty things through us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, right now we are all yielding to you. And we pray that the Holy Spirit do not pass any one of us by.
Amen.
Lord, as we open our hearts and call unto the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, fill us with the love of God.
Amen.
That we may live a life truly meaningful and worthwhile before God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, change us. Do the impossible work in our life.
Amen.
For we desire to love you. Jesus, bless your church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
So, Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. 人。Amen。
Praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.Amen. 心何等的感谢你
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
因为我们知道你永远爱我们
Because we know you always love us.
虽然我们的聚会会停下来
Though our meeting may stop here.
但是你的同在永远不离开我们
But your presence will never leave us.
虽然我们的信息可能会被遗忘
Though our message may be forgotten.
感谢主让我们带着你那不改变的爱回去
The Lord allow us to bring the love that is not changing back
让我们一天比一天更深地经历到你爱我们
And so that each day we will experience your deeper love for us
也让我们一天比一天地愿意爱主更深
And to allow us to love you more day by day
我们愿意在最平凡的小事上
Lord, among the most common things of man
在最平凡的日子里
In these common days Among men,
让他因着爱的缘故变得都是荣耀
And, O Lord, allow them all to transform into glory for love's sake
因着爱的缘故每一个日子被你所数算
And in the sake of love, Lord, may our days be counted before you
实在求主亲自继续对我们每一个人的内心说话
We ask the Lord to speak deep into our hearts
让我们真知道也感受到你爱我们
That we may truly know the love you have for us and experience it. Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢主
Amen.阿门。
Praise Jesus.
阿门。
Amen.
主啊。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.我们祷告停在这里啊。
We'll end the prayers here.
希望我们每一个人都跟主建立起自己的关系。
And may each one of us build a personal relationship with the Lord.
又真实又可靠。
That is true and reliable.
好，我们今天中午的用餐，刚才王弟青松弟兄已经告诉我们，是在我们原来聚会厅的外面。
So now we shall all go to lunch together and we're going out and then make a right turn.
所以刚才这条路一直走
然后在那个聚会厅的右边，你会看到很多的桌子，我们在那里聚会聚餐。
And so just follow everyone, and we'll go there now.
那我们有一些椅子需要抬回去，所以请弟兄们如果可以帮忙的话，留下来帮忙。
We ask the brothers if you can help, also stay to help moving the chairs back.
需要安静的，我们还是欢迎你继续能够安静在这边啊。
And if you need to pause and in silence, you're welcome to stay here.